That California couple raising money to reunite families separated at the border had hoped to raise about $1,500. But within days, they received donations from about 500,000 people. And now their total raised is over $20 million. $20 million. It made us want to take a quick look at giving with Elizabeth Dunn, associate professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver and author of the book Happy Money. Elizabeth, your thoughts on that $20 million, one couple with absolutely no personal ties to these migrants.
It is a pretty astonishing number, but to be honest, I'm not really surprised that people are working so hard to raise money for this cause and that we're seeing such an outpouring of support. People have a profound desire to help others with whom they empathize. So this experience of empathy seems to be the number one reason why people help others. Mm-hmm. Empathy really occurs when we feel somebody else's pain, when we can kind of take their perspective. And what I think we're seeing here is that I believe, especially for parents, it's just so easy to experience kind of viscerally what it would feel like to have your child taken away from you. And I think that is what is behind this real outpouring of support.
What about social media?
Well, I think social media is also playing an important role. I know on my Facebook feed, practically everybody I know is posting something about raising money for this cause. And that creates what psychologists would call a strong descriptive norm, whereby we kind of all have this impression that many other people around us are donating money to this cause. And social media is giving us a window into the donations that other people we know are making, which is likely to increase our feeling that, you know, we ourselves should donate.
Yeah. And what about wealth? In your research, is it the wealthiest who make donations to causes?
Surprisingly, wealthy people in a lot of research actually seem to donate a lower percentage of their incomes to charity than people with less income. Mm. And remarkably, what we see in our work is that people around the world experience benefits from giving to charity even when they're actually struggling to meet their very own basic needs.
Huh, interesting. That's actually been our experience in being on the end of fundraising, asking people maybe to contribute to public radio or, you know, to any group that you might be involved with, that people often who have very little give what little they can. This isn't an American phenomenon or a North American phenomenon. You've seen this around the world.
Yeah, we've conducted parallel experiments everywhere from Canada and India to Uganda and South Africa. And what we see is that in countries around the world, people experience joy from giving to others. And what's really remarkable to me is we observe this even when we study groups of people who say they're having a hard time putting food on the table. Still, even among these kinds of individuals, we see people experiencing joy from actually using their own very limited resources to help others.
Might even feel better. Elizabeth Dunn, associate professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, with some thoughts after that California couple wanting to raise money to reunite families separated on the border found themselves raising $20 million, and they're still going. Professor Dunn, Elizabeth, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.